You. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Blount? I know he's here. Mr. Blount? Can he not hear me? I see him. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
Patel.
Join the meeting.
The flag of the United States of America.
America.
And to the Republic of which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have two changes to tonight's agenda. The Hutchinson application on Elizabeth Avenue will be carried to April 22nd with no further notice by the applicant. The Oligario application on Emmett Court is carried to April 22nd. They must advertise in the newspaper. They do not need to send recertified mail. Those are all the changes I have.
Got it. All right, let's proceed to number 520-ZB-60V. Shobha Chopra.
Is Shobha Chopra present?
Everything's gone for 2 hours.
Yes, I'm here.
Is Shobha Chopra present?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Okay, could you explain to the board what's changed since the last time you were here?
Yeah, my architect, Martha, will speak for me. Martha Brabazon. She's on the call.
Is the architect present?
Yes, I'm here.
Your name and address, please.
Martha Brabazon. 570 North Broad Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
And I believe you were sworn in at the last hearing?
Yes, I was.
You remain sworn in to tell the truth. Could you tell the board what has changed in the plan since the last time you were here?
So what we did was condense the addition down from 1,500 square feet. It was 1,504 square feet. We brought it down to 1,184 square feet. We are maintaining both side yards, so the 15-foot side yards on each side. And give me 1 second. And as far as the front yard, the shed is at the front right now is going to be removed. And the shed in the back, which is also at the moment beyond the required side yard, will also be removed so that we will be within the requirements of the side yard. With the reduction to 1,184 square feet, we are still a little bit above the 20%. We are at, let me sure I find it, 21.4%, whereas before we were at 23.3%. So those are the basic changes. So we've also reduced the number of variances from 7 to 5.
Henry, do you want to address some issues on this, sir?
Yeah, no, I took a look at the revised application, and I feel that the applicant did a nice job in working towards getting the application to a manageable addition size, where the coverage now I think is reasonable at 21.4. They accomplished a few things by eliminating the dilapidated portion of the shed. They eliminated that side yard variance for that accessory structure. They eliminated the shed in the front. So overall, I think they heeded the advice of the board and I think of my report and revised the application, I think, in a manner that's now acceptable, or that I think you can look at it more favorably than when it was submitted.
Good, thank you. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm gonna open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions about this applicant or this application? Ms. Buckley?
I'm looking, I don't see anyone. Bye.
Nope, public portion's closed. Mr. Keneally, were there any specific conditions to this, or is it just based on?
No, basically the board sent them back to the drawing board and said, come back with a smaller plan, and they did.
Okay. With that information, I'm gonna make an offer to accept this application.
I'll second.
Offer was made by me, and who seconded it?
Mr. Patel. Kalpesh.
Mr. Patel, thank you, Kalpesh. Ms. Buckley, call the roll.
Okay, just real quick for the board, Mr. Weissman were you at this meeting, Steve?
With the original for this?
For the chopper, correct.
Yes, I was there for that.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I apologize. Want to make sure if I do the vote. Thank you, sorry. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? I think we lost him. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Chopra, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy of that document to you. Don't need to be present for the next meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Chopra. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's move on to number six. You're welcome. Have a great night now. Item number six, 20-ZB-84V. Mohammed and Morel Asilion. Did I kill a name?
Yes. We're here. Can you hear us?
Yes. Are you both going to be testifying?
Yes.
I need to swear both of you in. Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, it is.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Mohammed Axelian, 167 Middlesex Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
And is Morel Asilion present?
Yes.
Okay, and could I have your name and address, please, also?
Address is the same. My name is Muriel Axelian.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
My husband will. Go ahead.
We are trying to remove the front porch from the house. And we're gonna build a portico in the front. We're gonna move the house back 8 feet. And we're going to add an addition to the back for that 8 feet, another 8 feet to the back. And we're gonna build the two-story addition.
Have you had an opportunity to look at Mr. Hinterstein's April 7th, 2021 report?
Yes.
Can you comply with the site impact numbers 1 through 5?
Yes.
Anyone else on the board have any questions? I'm sorry, Henry, did you want to address anything specifically? Or
they're complying, so.
Okay. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Public portion, anyone want to ask this applicant any questions about this application?
Or make any comments on the application.
Or make any comments on the application. Ms. Buckley, anything?
No, sir.
Okay, public portion's closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Okay. Laura, please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? We lost him. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will send a copy of that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your building permits.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, guys.
Welcome. Have a good day.
too.
Let's move along to number 7. 21-ZB-08V, Samantha Rodriguez.
Present.
Ms. Rodriguez, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Samantha Rodriguez, 25 Locust Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'd like to add a 12 by 24 above ground pool to the side yard of my property.
Henry, did you have any questions or issues?
You're muted, sir.
Henry, you're muted.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that report. I don't see, but I do recall it. That was the pool in the sort of back corner of the property. My only recommendation would be is, could you slide that pool just so that it meets the 10-foot rear yard setback? So it's a little bit further in the back. I think you had it 15 feet off of the rear yard.
So slide it further back.
Yeah, so that it complies with the 10, no closer than 10 to the rear yard. But what it is because it's on your side yard and it's less than 10 feet from the side yard, I don't want to impact the side neighbor more than you need to. So if it stays 10 feet, which is the requirement for the rear line, and you slide it back a little bit, that'll pull it a little bit further away from the neighboring property to the side because it's closer to that house. And then I think my only other comment was maybe adding some evergreen, columnar evergreens on that side yard to help buffer it a little bit from the neighboring property, like some columnar arborvitae or upright juniper or something of that nature.
So up against, adding the evergreen up against the fence?
Yes, between the fence and the pool. Because those plants will grow higher than the fence, yeah. That's it.
Just adds as a buffer to your neighbor, Samantha.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, if you're gonna comply with that, then anyone else on the board have any questions? This applicant. Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this application or any statements?
No one, Chairman.
Public portion is closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application with the changes that Henry made to the applicant. Please call the roll.
Mr. Patel, second?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Blount is back. Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
I can't.
Ms. Rodriguez, your application's been approved as amended. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail a copy to you and you'll need that for your building permits.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Laura, do we have a new member on the board named Mr. Bleh?
Huh? Shush.
It's a joke. Let's move on to number 9. 20-ZB-49V. Yeah, I know you will. Whale O. Hammett.
Present.
How are you, sir?
How are you doing, sir?
Good tonight. Thank you for asking.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Actually, I'm here representing Mr. Hamed, Tim Arch. Tim Arch from Bob Smith & Associates, representing the applicant and the owner, Wael Hamed. This is a fence variance. We're asking for relief for two sections of the
fence. You're cutting out. Someone's freezing here.
I think that may have been you, Mr. Cahill.
Yes, that was you, Sean. Yeah, that's called karma. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I missed it all. If you could just repeat yourself.
Certainly. This is an application seeking relief for a fence. This is a fence that is being constructed out of a series of stone pillars that has a black metal fence in between those series of pillars. We're seeking relief for both the height of the fence, the area that's located in the front yard, and actually I'll share my screen if I may, because that might be easier to just give an example. So if you see on the survey, the front area shows the pillars located here along the front. And there will be a black metal fencing that is in between those pillars. The black metal fencing complies, is 4 feet tall, which is in compliance. However, the pillars on either side of the fencing are slightly higher. They're 4.58 feet tall, so just slightly taller. So we'd be asking for relief for that. In addition, we'd be asking for relief as to the fence exceeding 50% solid material, and that's because of the type of fence and the design of the fence. Because of the number of pillars, it does exceed the 50%. So I do have Mr. Hamed here, who can be sworn in, and we can begin testimony with him. And I'll go through Mr. Hinterstein's report. If we can swear Mr. Hamed in.
Mr. Hamed, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Wael Hamed, 494 Mittler's Lane, Piscataway.
Thank you.
So Mr. Hamed, you've been owner of the property since 2014, correct?
Correct.
And this isn't your typical fence, I guess. It's not a typical wooden or vinyl material fence.
No.
Correct?
No.
This is sort of more of a premium material, sort of a higher end fence, correct?
Correct.
And when we were discussing this, you were saying that part of the reason that you chose this was because of the durability and the longevity of the fence. It's gonna last longer. It's gonna look better. It's gonna require less maintenance. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And specifically, because I know one of the comments that Mr. Hinterstein has, and we'll get to those in a moment. One of the comments was the number of pillars, specifically in the front section. Is there a reason why you prefer the pillars? And is there any personal experience that you've had living at that home that has led you to want to have those pillars in the front?
Exactly. In addition to the better look that it gives, it's more security for me and my family. As 4 or 5 years ago, we had an incident when a car ran. We had like two pillars at the entrance, and a car ran into one of them and it stopped it. So it's kind of safety also, in addition to the better look for the house.
And so this is, you're located obviously on Mettler's Lane, and that's a pretty
highway.
Well-trafficked road, correct?
Correct, plus there is some people that they don't respect the laws. They do like racing. I have some videos of people racing in this street, which makes me worry a little bit about my kids being in the front yard.
So if I can now, Mr. Ahmed, I'm gonna. You're familiar with Mr. Hinterstein's report, correct?
Yes, correct.
Let me just pull that up real quick so we can go through that. So there are four, really five number paragraphs, but really four are the only ones that are requesting anything. One and two are very similar. So let's jump past those real quick and we'll get back to that. And number three, Mr. Hinterstein's indicating that the proposed fence shows pickets, and he's requesting that we would remove those pickets so that there's no threat of anybody getting impaled or harmed on those. We have no issue with complying with that, correct?
No issues.
So we will remove or modify the fence so that there are no metal pickets sticking up, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And number four, Mr. Hinterstein is asking for a right-of-way dedication to bring the roadway to the master plan half width of 55 feet. So we have some conversation on that. Our request would be, instead of a dedication, that it be an easement for municipal purposes, which I believe is also commonly requested by this board, and which we have certainly granted in the past on other applications. We would have no issue with doing an easement for municipal purposes. The only other issue that we have with that one concern is that we don't know how far into the property.
Mr. Arch, if I could stop you.
Yes.
I took a look at that issue after we had our conversation. And it appears that the majority of the right-of-way that's necessary there to complete the full right-of-way is actually required on the opposite side of the road. What we do have, though, on that side of the street is an existing 10-foot, I believe it's a sanitary sewer or stormwater easement that exists now. In order to comply with the 110-foot master plan right-of-way, what we would need, though, is just the language of the existing easement to be modified so that it's for municipal purposes and it could be used for the roadway and not just the sanitary or storm. So it's basically 10 feet. It's an existing easement already as a stormwater, or like I said, as a sanitary. I'm not sure exactly what the language was on there, but that existing easement, if you just modify it, re-record it with the calling it now a municipal easement and giving the that town the courtesy of doing any road improvements that may be necessary within that easement, that would be the extent, would be nothing further than that easement that exists there today.
You read my mind. I was going to suggest if we could just make it 10 foot, we would certainly comply with
and
that.
And like I said, it's already an easement for sanitary, I believe. And so it would just be a really a wording and re-recording, I think, of the existing easement.
Then we would absolutely be able to comply with that. The only other thing of note then is number one and number two, which is that the pillars being too large in mass and it doesn't comply with that 50% open fence located within the front yard. And I know Mr. Hinterstein's suggestion was to remove every other pillar. I would ask the members of the board, I would hope that that they have been out to the area or have seen it. The pillars are constructed now. And as Mr. Hinterstein points out in his staff report, these were constructed. They're present on the site right now. And we understand that we run the risk of anything that you decide at this point, having already built it without getting the proper approvals beforehand. But I would ask the members of the board to, if they haven't, to look at the property and to try to also remember what the property looked like in the past. I'm going to bring up Google Maps, which actually has the street view of the area. And the street view actually goes back to 2011. This is the street view for, This is the street view for 2019 in front of the property. And as you can see, Mr. Hinterstein mentioned the intent of the statute for 50% solid coverage. And I imagine the intent of that is that you don't want to have a solid obstruction in the front of the property. You want there to be able to be some visual sight line through the property. In 2019, I mean, it was overgrown and there was plants in front of this. And if you go back on Street View, you can actually see back as far as September 2011, it's been that way the whole time. So I would actually posit that if you looked at the property now and if you looked at what was there now, it's actually a much nicer and a much more open and a much more pleasing visual sight line, even with those pillars. And remember, the pillars are only about 4 feet tall, so it's not a very large obstruction. So we would ask, with all due respect, that you grant the variance for the existing pillars. If you were inclined not to grant it for the existing pillars, I would like to delve a little deeper as to what pillars would need to be removed. But before we go down that route, I guess, in the interest of time, if the board is inclined to grant the variances as is with the conditions that we already have agreed to, we wouldn't need to delve any further into individual columns. So I would defer to the board as to whether or not we would get into more discussion on that.
Mr. Arch, I can cut you off right there. We rely heavily on the expert testimony of our engineers. And I would tell you, as the chairman, I'm leaning towards Henry's recommendations. You might want to talk, at the risk of the length of this meeting, you have two options, I think. You can either talk about which pillars need to be removed, or you could let us come out to the site and my board individually could take a look at the property and see what we think itself. I've been so busy lately, I have not been out to the property. I have no idea what I'm looking at. So you have an option.
I would leave that decision to Mr. Hamed then. Mr. Hamed, would it be okay if we carried this to another meeting to give the members an opportunity to
Mr. Arch, let me maybe if I speak, maybe it'll may help make his decision.
Certainly.
I mean, again, my opinion is the pillars are 24 inches by 24 inches, you know, at minimum. That's the size. That's not your average, you know, pillar or post for a fence. And I understand the fence is 50% solid, but again, the intent is there just to keep somewhat of an open. But I mean, it almost has the effect of a commercial site. The pillars are so large and there's so many of them. It's almost every fence panel has a pillar. And I just think that's overkill. I understand Mettler's Lane is a busy road. I understand it, you know, has a little bit of a higher speed limit and perhaps there was an accident here, but you know, if we allow everybody to do this along Mettler's Lane, it's definitely not gonna, I think, have the look that the ordinance intends for Piscataway. If you told me that these pillars were 12 inches, that's a different story, you know? And even that is substantially larger than what a typical fence post would be. So, I mean, it's just, if you wanted to keep the pillars that were already constructed, again, my opinion is every other one, I would keep the corner pillars and then work off of the corners and probably leave the ones on the sides of the driveway. And then it's simple, every other one.
That's what I wanted to just clarify, that if I can just highlight that. So starting down here at the bottom, that would be a corner of the lot. So then you would your suggestion is to remove that one, keep that, remove this highlighted one. This is on the corner of the driveway, so keep that. Right. Corner of the driveway, keep that. Remove this one, keep that one. Remove this one, keep that one. Remove this one. And then I think there's a much bigger gap between.
Yeah, these. Then you'd have to, you can slide one over perhaps, and then have one on the corner. And then same thing, work your way back to the front yard setback on each side doing the same thing.
So your recommendation, in addition to the five here in the front, would be all the ones also in the setback here, would be this one, that, and that.
Yeah, because again, they have the impact on the cars that come out of the intersections, driveways. So yeah, it would be up to the front yard setback line where my concern would be. Beyond the front yard setback, I don't have a concern other than the spike top of the fence or the picket style fence.
Would you be agreeable, Mr. Hinterstein, if we came to a compromise to do those five along the front, which I think really is more the intent of the ordinance, to keep that front clear? If we could keep those ones on the side, that would be five removed and instead of nine.
I think at least the front, maybe the front ones on the side. I think after that you're okay.
So it's seven altogether.
Yeah,
five up front, one on either side.
For the first one after the corner, and then that's it.
So then, if those were removed, that would be acceptable.
Yeah, I think so.
Mr. Hamed, is that something that you would be acceptable agreeing to if we remove those pillars that I highlighted?
I don't mind the general, but I would like to give the board a chance to go out and see themselves, so they see what it really looks like, and then if they decide I remove this, I would remove it. I would obey by what the board says.
That's more than fair.
So then, if I can ask, if we can then, as my client said, if we can carry this to another meeting to give the board an opportunity to really see for themselves what it looks like, and if you are dead set on the removal of the pillars, which we understand is certainly reasonable, we will comply with that condition to remove those seven if the board truly sees that way. But I do want to give an opportunity to see it, because I think it is a real upgrade and an improvement to the property over the years.
I will take it for what it's worth when I get out there and take a look at it. So we'll make that determination at the next meeting once the board members have gone out to the site to look at the layout.
Thank you. So I guess I'll, if the board has any questions, or I guess we can open it to the public at this time.
Yeah, not at this point. Any other questions from anyone on the board? Hearing none, let's open it to the public portion. Anyone on the public portion have any questions about this application or comments? Ms. Buckley?
I do not see anyone, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. Jim, can we set up a date?
May 13th.
May?
Yep. Yeah, next 2 weeks is.
Okay. Mr. Arch, is May 13th acceptable?
That is acceptable for me. Mr. Hamed, is there any reason why May 13th would not work?
No, it's okay.
Okay, so anybody here on the Hamed application, it's going to be carried to May 13th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Thank you.
We'll see you on May 13th.
Thank you.
Good night. All right, let's move up to number 10. 21ZB-07V, Craig and Cheryl Galan.
Yes, I got it.
How are you doing tonight? Testifying tonight.
Good. I'm sorry?
Are you both going to be testifying tonight?
Yes.
Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
One at a time. Could I have your name and address, please?
Craig Galan, 401 Runyon Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Cheryl Galan, 401 Runyon Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure. We are looking to add a second. We are looking to add a second floor on top on our house. Add a porch.
Bring her in your room.
I'm sorry about that.
It's quite all right.
So, yeah, sorry. So we're adding a second floor on our house with four bedrooms, and a adding a porch on the front.
Okay. Henry, did you have some questions or concerns?
Yeah, I mean, I just had two comments on this application. One is that the front yard, the proposal call for like a 10-foot porch, which, you know, unfortunately, then once you add the steps to it, resulted in a pretty substantial front yard variance request. That being said, if they could pare it back down so that the porch would be closer to 5 feet in size, which after the steps are added to that, it would be the front yard setback would result in a 30.5-foot front yard setback, which is predominantly the stairs. I think the township could look at that favorably, but a 10-foot porch, which is, you know, when you don't have the front yard setback, is just, you know, would be overkill, and it results in just too severe of a front yard setback, in my opinion. And then the only other thing was, is they, again, as in other corner lot applications that we've heard, the fence should be at least 10 feet off of the right-of-way line. So I think it might have to be adjusted slightly, maybe 5 feet. I think your fence wasn't on top of the right-of-way line, but I'm not sure if it was 10 feet. If it is, then it's fine. Then you just need to add some landscaping to help buffer it, some shrubbery. Other than that, those are my only two issues. So I don't know, hopefully you'd be willing to compromise on the front porch size and the landscaping and the relocation of that fence along Wade.
Yeah, we're fine. We're definitely fine with the porch. The only question I had on the fence was just the definition of what you mean by right of way. And I apologize.
Okay, the right of way line is 10 feet from the face of the curb, typically. Okay. That's where the actual property line is. So it usually is a foot or two on the interior side of the sidewalk, if there's a sidewalk there, which I believe there is.
Okay.
So if you use the curb as your guide, it would be 20 feet from the face of the curb typically. So you may be there. It looks like it's a little bit shy. You may need to just be relocated a little bit so that you're at least 10 feet off of that line, which gives them 20 feet of clearance for the neighboring properties when they're backing out of driveways and things of that nature. And then just low shrubbery to help buffer it. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Your perennials or ornamental grasses, whatever you'd like. We're pretty flexible with that. Just a little something to help buffer that fence, because it's supposed to be 35 feet away from the property line and 6 feet high solid. So in this case, it's a lot closer. So we're asking for that buffer.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it's about 16, I measured it right, 16 or 17 feet. So it's not a...
So you have to relocate it just slightly, unfortunately. But that this is a request we ask of everybody that comes in. and is looking to put, you know, on a corner property. And usually, typically, it's that one side that they're trying to expand their backyard because it is a corner property. And I understand that, but we try to work with you, you know, and 10 feet is usually that number, or 15 feet, depends on the situation. But I think in this case, 10 feet, because it's far enough down the street, will work.
Okay.
And then our builder's here, and we have already talked, he's talked with the architect about the porch.
Yeah.
About making it smaller.
Could you repeat that? Ma'am, I'm sorry.
No, our builder's on the call as well, and he was going to speak with the architect about scaling back the size of the porch.
No, we can't hear her. She's totally in and out.
Yeah, you're coming in and out a little bit, but I think you said that you have your builder, and he's going to work with the architect to try to revise the plan to comply with the porch requirement?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I mean, we have to put a number to it. So, again, my recommendation would be is 5 feet really should be the number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 5 feet, which I think is still an adequate porch. You know, I've seen 5, 6 feet, 4 feet. I mean, if it, you know, we come to an agreement with five and a half at most, that would make the front yard setback 30 feet. So let's say 5.5. And if you can make that work, if not, then you'd have to come back. But I think your architect will be able to make that work.
It should be able to.
If the board's inclined to approve that, and the front yard setback then would become 30 feet. Jim.
Thank you.
Does anyone in the board have any comments or questions? Hearing none, open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
Nothing? No, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. If the applicant's okay with 5.5 feet, which is what Henry recommended, I would recommend this application be approved.
I'll second. Warren?
Warren.
Yeah, Cahill and then Zimmerman. And you're welcome. Please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
And Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved as amended. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting in 2 weeks. You do not need to be present for that. We will mail a copy of that document to you, but you'll need a copy of that document to get your building permits.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good night, guys.
Have a good night.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Let's move on to item 1220-ZB-11V, Ralph Dill. Mr. Dill?
Mr. Dill present. Mr. Dill?
Up, Dillor?
I don't see a name.
Did you speak to him this week at all, or?
Hello?
Is this Mr. Dill?
Yes.
Mr. Dill, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Ralph Dill, Jr., address 139 Seymour Terrace, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I'd like to put a two-story addition onto the back of my house with an open porch on the side.
Awesome. Henry, three items on the site impact.
Is he muted? This application came before us, I think it was back in 2015, for a sunroom in this location. The board approved a setback variance, I believe it was a 15 feet, according to my notes here. And what ended up happening is then when he came in for building permits, it turned from a sunroom to this two-story addition with an open ground level sort of porch roof. So I don't have really any issues other than, again, that because it totally changed from the original. My only condition would be is that the porch area that has just the roof should be maintained as an open porch. And if they ever decide to enclose that porch in, they would have to come back before this board. That's the area that's closest to the neighboring property. So my recommendation is the porch area should remain open. And I don't see any issues though with the two-story addition because it complies with the previously approved setback for the sunroom.
Sure. Mr. Deal, you're okay with that?
Yes, I am. I intend on keeping that open.
You intend on keeping it open?
Yes, I do.
And if you did want to close, you'd have to come back before us.
I have no intention on closing.
No problem. Things happen. People change, you know. If it does happen, though, I just want you to be aware of that. Anyone else on the board have a question for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions for this applicant? Ms. Buckley?
No, sir.
No? Public portion's closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Yes.
Ms. Buckley, call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Dill, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be here for that. We'll mail a copy of that document to you. We'll need that document to get your building permits.
I have a question. Getting the building permit, since the office is closed, how do I go about doing that? Or will there be instructions included?
You could actually print them out online, or you could call the building department and they can mail them directly to you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Very well.
Good night, Mr. Dill.
Have a good evening. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck. Hey, guys, let's move to number 13, adoption of the resolution from the regular meeting of February 25th, 2021.
First resolution I have for your consideration is M&M Partners at Piscataway. This was a resolution of approval for a preliminary and final site plan, bulk and use variances. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
He's here, not here today.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next resolution I have is for Gayatri Parawar for a meditation area, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio? Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
The final resolution is for Beverly Zambelli. This was a certificate of non-conforming use, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio? Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for your consideration this evening.
Mr. Keneally, you have the T-Mobile from February 25th.
Oh, you're right. I missed that.
Sorry.
This was an application for an interpretation, which you voted to grant. An issue came up with whether or not there were easement issues. We have resolved those. So with that, Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio? Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you. Now those are all the resolutions.
Thank you.
Okay, let's jump to number 15, the adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of March 25th, 2021. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Someone make a move for adjournment and get out of here.
I'll make a motion to.
I second it.
He can't speak today either. It's all of us.
Too warm. Ask Chairman Bleh if he wants to vote on this. all in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Okay, aye. Guys, once again, thank you for your volunteerism. You're special people. I love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.